Welcome to Agency of the Month, featuring the Defense Health Agency, sponsored by Integrity Management Consulting, on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Welcome to the program. I'm Lauren Larson. I have two special guests joining me from the Defense Health Agency. Captain James Poindexter is Acting Division Chief of Medical Logistics Shared Services, and Dave Bowen, Director of Healthcare IT and the Chief Information Officer. Gentlemen, welcome. Mr. Bowen, how is DHA consolidating IT and other resources?
Sure, let me give you some background. I believe it was 2010, the National Defense Authorization Act coming out of Congress asked the Department of Defense to basically do two things with their medical services. One is to look at the formation of a consolidated organization that would bring a lot of the support organizations in the medical area together across the services and basically form what we now know as the Defense Health Agency. The second request was to look at the provision of services by the Defense Health Agency and to look at which services could potentially be combined into what's called a shared services model. Very common in the commercial world over the last couple of years, and now we're seeing it more and more in government. So in 2011-2012, our leadership basically looked at what kind of services might be candidates for the shared services model. I think they came up with, what was it, Bernie, 10. And it's decided that there would be initially four, and then later on one was added, so for a total of five services that would be the first out of the chute to basically be consolidated into the shared services model. So each one of the services formed a sort of an organizational team, if you would. The leadership formed basically a review body that oversaw the efforts of the team, and we each went through an exercise around organizational development, what our current landscape looked like, what the business potential was. We developed business cases. We reviewed those business cases with senior leadership. We developed organizational models. We developed concepts of operation. And then finally went through a very extensive review by our senior leadership and Surgeons General in a rehearsal concept drill that actually led up to the stand-up of those shared services in October of 2013. So, Bernie, anything you want to add?
I think HIT and MedLog are two good examples of how you take a different approach to shared services. HIT took a more of an inclusive approach, bringing in significant resources into the Defense Health Agency. MedLog, we took a different view and brought in very few, with our main focus being oversight and corporate management of joint MedLog initiatives. So I think a great example of how you can take shared services and may apply differently to what, depending on what the actual functional area is.
What are some areas that yield the potential for the biggest savings?
For MedLog, I think it's in actually getting better pricing for medical materiel. And so we have several initiatives underway. We have our institutionalized standardization program, where we use our buying power as a health system to negotiate discounted pricing with an agreement to buy a committed volume for a product. And so that is a clinically led process, logistically supported. And today we have 37 different product groups representing close to 1,300 actual products that are standardized and with incentive pricing. Now our goal is to two things: grow our number of standardized products and also improve our ordering compliance against those products. As you can imagine, my job in the DHA is to work with the services to ensure we get compliance against those standardized agreements. So a year ago, enterprise-wide, we're at 55% compliance for ordering those products. The target is 80. Today, we're at 77.2. So over in a year, we increased our ordering compliance against those standardized products fairly significantly. And so we expect to keep improving that. And as we grow the number of standardized products with incentive pricing and keep getting better compliance, we're going to achieve better savings. Another good example is provider preference items, which we typically don't buy through our distributors. And so these today are being bought very fragmentedly across the enterprise. And when I talk about provider preference items, I'm talking about implants and those types of things. And so what we're working on now is in collaboration with DLA getting those products on national contracts with significant discounts and available through e-commerce, so that we can move that spend into our Defense Medical Logistics Standard Support system and capture the spend data, and also leverage the separation of function tools that are in that system, and also leverage the pricing we get with national contracts.
So for us, much like logistics, it was about standardization, but unlike the logistics folks, when we looked across our landscape, we found that each one of the services had a very significant IT operation that was stood up and in operation. And so we found that we had a lot of duplication in terms of hardware, software, infrastructure, applications, and things like that. So areas of potential savings for us are certainly reduction and duplication and more standardization in our infrastructure and applications areas, with resultant reduction, I think, in the number of contractors we have supporting all those operations. Another area is contracts. We ended up digging an inventory of our contracts, found that we had a very large number of contracts, and so contract consolidation is an area, basically working with our contracting operation to leverage the best contractual arrangements that we have out there. And looking at our resources on an enterprise-wide basis, sharing resources back and forth across the services where those resources would be service-specific in the past.
So let me just add, expand on my last response. Basically, if you go back to our quadruple aim, which is our strategic focus, one of our areas is to reduce per capita costs. And how we do that, in part, is eliminating waste and unwarranted variation. So when I think about waste, is, number one, we're either paying too much or we're buying too much because we don't have a good handle on our demand signal, or else we're using inefficient procurement processes such as local purchasing or the purchase card or things like that. And so my focus is to help General Rob and Dr. Wilson achieve their quadruple aim objectives. It's really from a medical supply chain, eliminate the waste and unwarranted variation. And for the unwarranted variation, we'll work closely with the clinical community to get standardized products out there.
Can you talk a little bit about that process and the collaboration?
Sure. And so we have a medical material enterprise-wide standardization program, and we have five offices positioned across the globe. We have one in Hawaii, one in San Diego, one in San Antonio, one in the National Capital Area, and one in Europe. And so what those offices do is they work closely with the local service, who's the predominant service, and they work closely with the designated senior logistician and the designated senior clinician. And they'll look, and I have folks in my office as well that support the program. So this is a contract that we manage out of my office that supports the enterprise. And so we'll look at product groupings where it makes sense to standardize. And so we'll advertise that, we'll get product in, we'll have the clinicians evaluate it, then we'll end up with a list of vendors that are actually on a qualified suppliers list. Those vendors that met the essential characteristics and the criteria that we determined initially that we were looking for. And so once we have vendors on the qualified suppliers list, then we go back out and say, hey, vendors, give us your best price. So we'll end up in partnership with DLA, because they're the one that actually issues the incentive agreement, is that we'll issue an incentive agreement with that vendor on the qualified suppliers list with the best price. And then what we'll do is we'll make sure that enterprise-wide we'll start buying that item and not others. So two things. We get the better pricing, because it's usually a fairly significant discount. And number two, we'll reduce the inventory, the variation of the inventory that we're trying to manage in our facilities.
We need to take a short break now. You're listening to Agency of the Month on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
What does it take to stand up a new agency? A clear mission, an agile approach, and a talent for finding common ground. Integrity Management Consulting is helping integrate, streamline, and modernize the military healthcare system by providing the Defense Health Agency with financial, acquisition, and program management support. Integrity has helped build the foundations of new agencies with missions of national importance. It helps stand up the DOD-VA Interagency Program Office with core planning, budgeting, and acquisition management expertise. At TSA, Integrity turns siloed acquisition initiatives into synchronized programs. Its business case analyses have received the highest ratings department-wide 3 years straight.
When the mission is to integrate, collaborate, and innovate, Integrity is a trusted partner with the knowledge and experience to solve complex problems. Turn new beginnings into strong, forward-leaning organizations when you work with Integrity. Learn more at consultwithintegrity.com.
Welcome back to Agency of the Month on Federal News Radio. I'm Lauren Larson. My guests today are Captain James Poindexter, Acting Division Chief of Medical Logistics Shared Services, and Dave Bowen, Director of Healthcare IT and Chief Information Officer at the Defense Health Agency. Captain Poindexter, how are you working with the Defense Logistics Agency?
Defense Logistics Agency is DOD's executive agent for medical materiel. So when it comes for contracting for medical materiel, we go to DLA and not DHA contracting. And so we have a very close relationship with them. They're part of our governing body. And so we're help prioritize contracting initiatives that are important to the military health system. And I think now that we've stood up a DHA, we even have a better alignment and closer relationship with DHA because they actually have a single point of contact, me, to work through for the services.
Can you talk a little bit about electronic health records?
Yeah, I've actually heard our electronic health record initiative described as the sort of the MHS's military health system's weapons system. They really do a lot, and certainly when you look at what's going on in the commercial marketplace, they're making great leaps and strides in terms of doing even more. But basically, you know, the electronic health record sort of does a number of things. Number one, it's sort of the repository for all of the treatment information on our service members, our beneficiaries, and the constituents that we serve. So you've got sort of the record-keeping part. But the other part is that the EHR helps us operationalize our processes within our military treatment facilities, our hospitals, our clinics, and even our remote field hospitals and ships and things like that. So it provides an operational support to basically the care delivery process that is really our mission. And then in other areas, we're seeing more and more capabilities come online that provide various analytical functions, data analysis. You hear the term big data, and enables us to have our providers actually better communicate with our patients through things like patient portals and the web and these things. So a lot of dimensions to it, and that's sort of it in a nutshell.
Okay. And can you talk about the modernization strategy and what are the biggest hurdles?
The program that is basically undertaking this doesn't fall into my purview, but in a nutshell, the Secretary of Defense has made a decision that the DOD will go out and basically do an acquisition of a commercially available product. And so we're looking at the marketplace and putting out, developing RFPs. Draft RFP has already been out for a while. The second draft RFP went out last week, I believe. There's lots of interactions with industry and things as we look to see what kind of industry input we want to put in the RFP as we move forward. The DHA will provide the infrastructure that electronic health record will run on, and also look at how the new electronic health record will interface into some of the systems that will remain, for instance, Captain Poindexter's logistics systems and things like that. Hurdles, you know, a lot of commercial healthcare providers have upgraded their EHRs in the last several years, and certainly the hurdles that we've gotten from them in talking to people who have gone through this process are largely the same hurdles that we think we're going to have, and that is this is a very complicated process. Healthcare is a very complicated process by its nature. We are a very, very large healthcare organization. We have 57 hospitals and 300 clinics medically oriented, a couple of hundred dental clinics. We've got ship submarines. You know, we take care of people and animals. And so healthcare alone is a complicated business. Healthcare in the military adds some even more dimensions of complexity to that. So certainly those are some of the hurdles. We're going to have to marshal a large amount of resources to get this right, as the commercial healthcare providers have found that they've had to do. And then I guess the other thing, and you're going to keep hearing this theme, is that, again, as Captain Poindexter has pointed out, we need to reduce our variability. We need to standardize. And when we talk to the commercial providers who have gone through this, they've taken the opportunity of bringing an electronic health record, a single electronic health record system, into their organization. They've taken this as an opportunity to standardize their clinical treatment processes. This is a very, very big deal, basically getting all your clinicians to agree that, you know, they're going to treat appendicitis a certain way, they're going to do cardiac surgery a certain way. But we've got to have that from an IT perspective, because if we have 57 hospitals doing things 57 different ways, from an IT standpoint, that's a very, very difficult. We have to support 57 versions of the systems, and that's a very, very difficult thing to do. So just like Captain Poindexter is trying to sort of standardize his supply chain and get his products down to a manageable few that are enterprise-wide, we need to do the same thing in terms of our clinical treatment processes as we take care of our patients and beneficiaries and set up the electronic health record to be able to support that. One other point I'd add, and I think it's important to the conversation here, is we're moving generically, as are a lot of commercial providers, from healthcare to health, which means that rather than being solely in the treatment of, in the provision of basically remediative medicine, you know, somebody gets sick, we fix them, we're moving to a position where we're encouraging more healthy lifestyles, more healthy behaviors, and certainly supporting that with automated prompts that remind our female constituents of mammograms coming due or other routine tests or vaccinations or whatever, just as my provider does with me in the commercial side. We're trying to get more ahead of the sort of the preventative curve and make sure that we're more proactive in helping our constituents manage their own health.
We need to take a short break now. You're listening to Agency of the Month on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.
Facing complex challenges under reduced budgets and tight schedules, Integrity Management Consulting can help you find the optimal path to solutions. Integrity's innovative acquisition, financial, and program management strategies help federal agencies set priorities and create efficiencies to save time and money. Integrity has helped build the foundations of agencies with missions of national importance across multiple departments, including Homeland Security and the Department of Defense. It's been a trusted partner to stand up new programs and find common ground to integrate existing ones. With broad and deep knowledge, Integrity experts help define success, measure results, and provide the accountability you need in today's environment. Integrity Management Consulting has the right people to solve complex problems. When you need experience you can count on, rely on a team with a proven track record. Work with Integrity. Learn more at consultwithintegrity.com.
Welcome back to Agency of the Month on Federal News Radio. My guests today are Captain James Poindexter, Acting Division Chief of Medical Logistics Shared Services, and Dave Bowen, Director of Healthcare IT and Chief Information Officer at the Defense Health Agency. Captain Poindexter, you mentioned some of the success you've already had. What are you doing right?
Well, I think what we're doing right is logistics, for a long time now, has been a very integrated group of professionals from all the services, the Joint Staff, DLA. And so we've had a very collegial governance body that has been thinking joint for years. And so I think we have a good relationship with the service log chiefs, and it's all about transparency. So we all agreed up front that we would have unlimited access to the data. And so we started a year ago, started laying the results of our standardization program on the table for senior leadership. And so a couple of things, you know, peer pressure among their senior leadership. They want to make sure they're doing well when it comes to performance. And so I think it's just a matter of good communication, actually paying attention to it, having transparency on the metrics has led to interest at all levels in the organization about our standardization program, where before, not so much.
Can you give me an idea of the size and makeup of the workforce and how that will change as you move towards full operating capability?
So MedLog, we have a staff of 49 military and civilian personnel. It is a good mix of military and civilian. We do have some contractors, but they're spread out all over running our standardization program, those MEMISO offices. And so we're not a very large division within the DHA, but again, no money for our product lines flows through the DHA MedLog division. We're not executing the MedLog product lines. We made a decision early on that we were not going to get into the business of executing MedLog down at the MTF level. We wanted to stay at a high operating level to influence change management. And that's our real focus. It's really influence change management associated with medical supply chain in collaboration with DLA. Get the right sourcing solutions out there. Let's measure our progress as an enterprise. Let's report our progress. Let's influence changes in a positive way. And that's what we're doing.
And we're taking a more comprehensive approach. When we looked at our IT complement as we began working on standing up the Health Information Technology Group, we, as I said, we had a number of organizations that were operating components of infrastructure and really doing IT-type things. We decided to consolidate most of the major functions and the major operations there. So we stood up a group of about 750 military and civilian employees with another 1,000 contractors at IOC, and we think that as we sort of take over or have increasing responsibility for the IT infrastructure in the facilities, those groups were not part of our original stand-up, and there are another 6,000 or 7,000 employees out there. And it's important from us, again, standardization. We're working on standardizing our back-end infrastructure, our networks, and part of that is the standardization of the networks and the IT organizations and infrastructure that are now inside of each one of the MTFs, and that's going to be a focus for the period between IOC and FOC.
Can you give me an idea, for people who are not IT people, just the magnitude of that consolidation process?
Well, I've done this a couple of times, and what I would tell you is that it's really not an exercise in technology. It's an exercise in anthropology. Mm-hmm. We're bringing together sort of three major tribes, I guess you could use that word.
Yeah, right.
With different cultures, different practices, different standards, different ways of operating. Matter of fact, surprisingly, then the few similarities across the three service organizations. So we're putting all of that together. We're merging cultures. We're developing new processes. And so most of it is about sort of the change management, the culture management, and sort of the process stuff. The technology, you know, we can get the propeller heads together to agree on, you know, how our network should look and how things should run from an infrastructure standpoint. But it's the people and the culture that are really the challenges.
And so for MedLog, we're a little ahead of that because we already have a standardized medical logistics system with standardized business processes across all three services. And so we're a step ahead of that journey. And so that's why we thought early on that, well, we don't need to go in with a very large footprint into the DHA. Our job really is to focus on eliminating waste and reducing variation. And so with that in mind, we went in probably fairly light compared to the other shared services. But I think we're being effective. So that's the bottom line. It doesn't really matter what your footprint is as long as you're meeting your objectives and you're effective.
That's all we have time for today. I want to thank my guests, Captain James Poindexter, Acting Division Chief of Medical Logistics Shared Services, and Dave Bowen, Director of Healthcare IT and Chief Information Officer at the Defense Health Agency. I'm Lauren Larson. You've been listening to Agency of the Month on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
You've been listening to Agency of the Month, featuring the Defense Health Agency, sponsored by Integrity Management Consulting. The entire show is available on demand at federalnewsradio.com. Search Agency of the Month. Agency of the Month, Thursday mornings at 10, only on federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.